This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hello, spiritual gangsters, and welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Piraldi. If you're here today, my hope is that you feel held, if even just a little, in whatever season of life you're moving through. We're heading into the holidays, and for many, this is a time filled with light, laughter, glitter, and celebration. But for others, it's a time where the silence feels louder, memories feel sharper, and the people we wish were sitting at the table with us just aren't. And if that's you, if your heart feels heavy while the world feels festive, I just want you to hear this. You are not alone. Even if it feels like you are, even if you're smiling on the outside and aching quietly inside, you're not walking this season by yourself. Today we're going to navigate grief and the growth that somehow, slowly, and often painfully comes with it. The holidays as a contrast. The holidays tend to amplify everything. Joy, love, nostalgia, and grief. We see families gathering, Christmas music playing in every store, lights twinkling on houses, and commercials telling us that this is the most magical time of year. And maybe it is magical, but magic doesn't always mean painless. Sometimes the brightest lights make the shadows feel deeper. Sometimes joy and sadness sit side by side. Grief doesn't care if it's December 25th. It doesn't vanish because calendars flip or because society says this is the season of cheer. Grief comes with us. Wrapped into our stories, our memories, our traditions, our hearts. And what I've learned is this. You can miss someone deeply and still find reasons to smile. You can ache and still grow. You can hold love and loss in the same hands, the same breath, the same season. A memory, not of the loss, but of the love. Growing up, Christmas in our home was full of color, full of warmth, full of mom. She decorated everything. The house wasn't complete until the lights were glowing, the tree was dressed, and the table was set for family and food and laughter. There was always music, always warmth, always her. And when someone like that leaves your life, really leaves, the space they fill doesn't just disappear. the absence becomes its own presence. You don't have to say it or explain it. You just feel it. Her absence isn't loud every day, but during the holidays, you notice. Not because of the loss itself, but because of how deeply she was there when she was here. And maybe you have a story like that too. Maybe your person loved Christmas. Maybe they hated it. Maybe they're still alive, but things are different now. Maybe you're grieving a memory, a version of you, a life that doesn't feel the same. Whatever your grief looks like, however it shows up, it's real. And it matters. Understanding grief during the holidays. Grief isn't linear. It's not a staircase that leads us upward in neat, predictable steps. It's waves. It's quiet mornings followed by heavy afternoons. It's laughing unexpectedly, then crying because you laughed. It's healing and breaking and healing again, all in the same month, same week, even the same day. And growth doesn't mean that the sadness disappears. Growth means we learn to live with love in a new way. We learn to let grief soften us instead of harden us. We don't move on, we move forward, with them still carried in our hearts. You are not alone. I want to speak directly to you for a moment, the one listening with the lump in your throat or a heaviness on your chest. If this season feels hard, I see you. If you're tired of pretending you're okay, I hear you. If you don't know how to hold all these emotions at once, I get it. You don't have to be strong every moment. You don't have to carry this quietly. You don't have to push through the holidays with a brave face. Grief is not weakness. It is proof that love existed. A heart only breaks where love once lived. And I'm reminded of something Andrew Garfield said after losing his mother, words that sat in my chest the moment I heard them. He said, "I hope this grief stays with me because it's all the unexpressed love I didn't get to express to her." When I heard that, I felt it deeply, because grief is love, just love with nowhere left to go in the physical world. It's the love that didn't finish speaking, the love that still wants one more holiday dinner, one more laugh, one more hug. So if you're grieving, it's not because you lost love, it's because you still have love. And that love has weight, shape, memory, and presence. You are not broken for feeling it, and you are not alone in it. Ways to coexist with grief this season. Reach out. Even one phone call, one shared meal, one conversation can remind you you're part of something. You don't have to carry everything alone. Make room for your feelings. If you need to cry, cry. If you need quiet, take it. If you need to step outside during festivities and breathe, do it. Honor your person in a small way. Cook their favorite meal. Hang an ornament for them. Light a candle. Say their name. Create new traditions when you're ready. You don't erase the old ones. You make space beside them. Let joy in when it arrives. Laughing doesn't mean you've forgotten someone. And healing doesn't mean you love them less. A gentle moment. Breathe with me. Place your hand over your heart. Take a slow breath in. Hold. and release. Feel your chest rise and fall. Feel your aliveness. Feel the love beneath the ache. Grief exists where love lived first. As you move through the coming weeks, be tender with yourself. You don't have to be festive if your heart is tired. You don't have to be joyful every moment. But I hope you find flickers of light, even small ones. A laugh you didn't expect. A memory that warms instead of aches. A moment where you feel held, even if just for a breath. Grief and growth can exist together. One does not cancel out the other. You're not walking this alone. You are loved. You are growing. And you're doing beautifully, even on the days you don't feel like you are. Thank you so much for being here. Stay soft, stay strong, and keep walking forward like the spiritual gangster you are.